Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Prosen is here. Bob's back. He's a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, president, CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement, author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. I've got his copy of his awesome book here right in front of me. He is, I call him the Small Business CEO Whisperer. He's one of the preeminent coaches and consultants to small business CEOs, and he developed an outstanding training program called the Small Business Accelerator, which we kind of helped him serialize on this show a while back. And he's our good friend, Bob Prosen. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. It's so good to be with you again. Thank you.
It's good to have you here, Bob. You know, these are the times, Bob, when you and I, the work we do supporting small business owners, this is why we were put here, I think, to do whatever we have to help small business owners stand in the breach. And when their world is swirling around them, to help them find some clarity and some focus. I consider that in times like this, as in 2008 and 2009, and a couple of other times, I consider this to be the most important reason why I do what I do, and I'm sure you feel the same way.
I absolutely do, and I've been working almost 24/7 here ever since this started, helping businesses through this. You know, we did it through 9/11, we did it through the Great Recession, we did it through the Internet bust, and here we are again, mm-hmm. helping our colleagues, our friends that are keeping our country running, small businesses in business. And if they're not doing well right now, we're telling them what to do to get back on their feet so they can play through this thing, Jim.
Absolutely. And you've got some specific things that you've identified that they need to focus on. Now, hopefully, they've applied for the Paycheck Protection Program, the emergency funds, and they've either gotten it or they're in line to get it. And from what's left over of the other, the new stuff passed yesterday, the 300. I think it's $350 billion more dollars is coming out, with $60 billion of it dedicated specifically to community banks, which is where I bank, and so hopefully they've already done that. But if they haven't, what are you telling them to do right now?
Well, there's a number of things that people have to do right now. One of the things that, as I've been interviewing with CNBC and all the big outlets is, you've got to make sure that speed is top of your agenda here. This is not a time to be sitting around thinking and stewing. You've got to be calm, cool-headed, have the right mental attitude, but speed matters. Because, let's face it, we're running out of cash in many, many small businesses if they haven't already run out of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Execution. Be focused on just a few things you have to do as a business owner to play through this. So, for instance, you've got to act on all the PPP and all of the other financial opportunities or lending programs available to you. And I've gone through this with a number of people. Let me throw out some other ideas and sources here. These are not necessarily your first choices. But if you're on your last breath, you know, you need that last drink of water in the desert. You've got friends and family. You can have loans against your personal assets. You can collateralize your business inventory and property. You can sell your receivables. There's also micro lenders out there. There's a lot of micro lenders. And there are online lenders also that specialize. They're very specialized.
Be careful with those. I agree with you because there's some that are good, that are helpful, and then there's some that will just literally you can never get out. It's like being addicted to drugs. You can never get out from under them because they take too much. Be careful. Be sure to read the fine print and know what you're paying for that. That's my only caution about that. That's the problem. Some of them are just like an online bank, and even though they charge a little more, it's, you know, you have to pay a little bit more. But some of them are, you know, they skirt the usury laws. Go ahead.
Agreed. So make sure you've got your attorney or your CPA or your finance person, somebody making sure you're doing the right thing there. But again, speed matters. Cut all essential expenses if you haven't already done it. Do the things that are they're draconian in nature, but remember what matters most. Your business needs to survive. If you're one of those business owners that's up against the wall, you have a choice. Play through and make this work or not. And the people I talk to say, tell me how to play through. I'm going to do whatever it takes.
So Bob, isn't the first thing we should do is be resolved to ourselves? You know, one of the things that helped me get through times that were imposed by others, like 2008 or back in the 90s when I was trying to rub two nickels together and make a company start from nothing, I had to say to myself, okay, are you a survivor or not? Are you going to climb this hill or not? Are you a climber or not? What is your decision? Are you in it? Are you in it to go all the way? Or are you going to fold? If you're going to fold, if you think you're going to fold out somewhere out in the future, go ahead and do it now. Get it over with. Cut the pain. Cut your losses. But are you going to stick with it? And if you decide you're going to stick with it, then go for it. I mean, don't we need to say to ourselves? It was always important to me to say to myself, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think, Bob?
I couldn't have said it any better, Jim. You just did it perfectly. You've got to have your head around this, folks. If you're in it, you're in it. And play to win.
All in.
And play to win. 100% in.
But let's make sure. Folks, if you're not, it's okay. You get to decide that. Just you talked about speed. When I heard you say speed, I also heard commitment. Because, buddy, you don't put your foot on the accelerator of your car if you don't feel like you've got control of that car and you know what you're doing with it, right? When I heard speed, I heard commitment, and I like that.
Yeah, that's what it takes right now. Let's face it, small business owners, many of us have signed, our personal names are on our businesses.
Yep,
and
yep.
We're on the hook, right? We're the ones backing.
All in.
So let's play and let's win. I had a great restaurant owner in Houston, Jim, call me up the other day and said, Bob, you got to come to Houston. Of course, I'm in this bubble here in my house. I'm afraid to go outside. So I talked to my wife. She said I could go. And I jumped in the car. It's about a four-hour drive from Dallas. And they COVID tested all their people, their senior management. I sat in there with them, and we mapped out how to reopen those restaurants.
Good.
And that's what you've got to have, a plan
that's based on the risk management that we already know how to do. Right, Bob? Can we talk about risk management when we come back? I think that's an important topic, and nobody knows how to do that better than Bob Prosen. He'll be back after the break with me. Prosen.com, is that right, Bob?
Let's go to advicefrombob.com.
There you go. That's a new one, advicefrombob.com. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.